Hi guys, welcome to the Accounting Tech Tar Pit, presented by Early Adopters Hub, the accelerator for accounting tech. I'm your host, Jack Teal, and this is a podcast for accounting tech startup founders focused on no BS, candid conversations about the challenges and benefits of building a startup in the accounting industry. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the very first episode of the Accounting Tech Tar Pit. I'm your host, Jack Teal, and I'm joined by a very special guest today, my business partner, co-host, and friend, Johan. Thanks for joining.
Hello, hello, Jack. Great to be here.
I'm looking forward to what we've got coming up. Obviously, we're putting together a bit of a podcast series. We'll see if it's limited or potentially there's scope for this to continue if it's something people like. But today's episode is really just an introduction to what this podcast is about, the series that we're going through with founders and talking to them. So we'll quickly kind of give you guys an oversight of why we're here, why are we the ones leading this conversation, and potentially shed some light on what this whole tar pit analogy is all about. So Johan, why are we here? Why does the world need another podcast? And I guess maybe I can start. I kind of sense that there's a bit of a gap in the accounting space. I think the accounting podcasts, there's plenty of them. I don't think we're short on accounting podcasts. There's probably four or five that I could rattle off the top of my head, and there's probably another 10, 15 more that are designed for accountants and accounting firms, as well as the tech that supports those firms. But there does seem to be a clear gap in the space focused on the accounting tech founders, the people who are behind these startups. What are the nuances that accounting brings with it when it comes time to build a product for this industry? So I think from that perspective, hopefully we can shed some light on that. But from your perspective, what do you think the podcast space is missing?
Well, I think in particular for startups, there's a lack of resources where you can really get some honest, challenging insight and not just say, another Steve Jobs quote to inspire yourself, but actually learn from what people's mistakes are. And I think this is where these series have been great. People have been very open. We've got people at different stages of their journey. Some are just getting started. Others have exited and starting to look for the next one. And I think everybody did a good job of being honest and looking at those different pitfalls and mistakes that have made, which a lot of podcast series, especially for startups, they focus on all the success stories, and you'll get a lot of people that have been through the journey for 7, 8, 10 years and look back, and there's a lot of a hindsight bias where they like to pick where they think they did right, and they ignore quite often the mistakes they've made. And people also quite often underestimate how lucky they got in some areas. So it's important to have people from different stages of the journey and have very honest conversation about the mistakes that hopefully for those listening can help them avoid a lot of common mistakes and pitfalls in the future.
And I think that kind of speaks to the quality of guests that we've got, people who were able to kind of, there's a bit of a fear factor, I think, about speaking about what you haven't done right, what you haven't got right. But everyone we spoke to, we made sure that they were there to open up and to let others in on their story so that, they ultimately knew that the point of this was to help the next generation of founders or founders who are going through these challenges right now to overcome or avoid those common pitfalls. So, I mean, in terms of us and our background, obviously this podcast isn't about us. We don't want it to be about us. We don't want to, spend so much time talking about ourselves and our careers and what we've done and why we deserve to be talking about this, because that's not the perspective that we're trying to share. We're trying to hear from founders. But to provide listeners with some context, I suppose, we've both got a raft of experience in both accounting and accounting tech startups and startups in general. I'm an accountant. I'm a chartered accountant. I did the whole Big Four thing. I did the local practice thing. I moved out into an accounting tech startup. Now, in the work that we do at Early Adopters Hub, doing a little bit more research-based work with early stage startups, validating ideas through to testing products, all of that kind of stuff. You end up with thousands of hours of accounting conversations under your belt. So, I mean, along with that, is there anything else you kind of want to add to that? I know it's not about us, so I don't know if
Well, I think, yeah, not about us. But also, I've been in the startup space for a while now with different startups. And, you know, I came into the accounting tech space without really knowing anything about accountants or finance. So I learned quite a lot. And it is sometimes a steep learning curve that, you know, there are lessons to be taught there. And I think ultimately, you know, we spent combined thousands of hours and different research calls and talking to accountants and startup founders. And we did learn it's hard for us to quite often tell people what awaits them in the future. There could be a mistake that they'd really want to avoid. Short term, it's hard to see that. There's a lot of hype. There's a lot of glorifying the entrepreneurial journey. So when you tell people like, ooh, that assumption could be wrong, or that could be a mistake that's going to look okay for the next 3 months, but in 2 years, you're really going to pay the price. It's hard for us to convince people, essentially. But the message comes through much better when you actually hear other accounting tech founders have been through this journey. They've been through the startup journey and they've learned a lot about, you know, the advantages and disadvantages of trying to sell to or through accountants.
Yeah, and I mean, that probably takes us nicely into the tar pit analogy.
What is the tar pit analogy, Jack? Where did that come from?
I wish it was an original idea. It's borrowed and bastardized from YC, Y Combinator, which is a startup accelerator over in the US. Long story short, in nature, tar pits are often home to a large or disproportionate number of fossilized animal remains. You know, the theory goes that animals spot tar pits from a long way away. They appear to be water holes. They look that way, nice shiny on the surface, the glimmer from a distance in the desert. You know, that's what they're after. So the animals make their way over there. They step into the tar pit. And at that moment, they realize the mistake that they've made.
That's when they say, oh, shit.
Exactly. Just like many startups do along the journey. And the animals fall prey to the tar pit, unfortunately die. Their bones fall to the bottom with no sight that they were ever there, so that the next pack of animals that arrive have no idea of the mistakes, the common pitfalls that have been before them. So we kind of see this applying really well to the startup journey, whether it be a specific startup idea. Like, I think there's a few in accounting, forecasting and reporting, advisory. There's these big ticket items that for whatever reason are shiny on the outside, but a lot of people have tried and failed because they haven't necessarily gone to the depths to understand what's really required to achieve success in that space. But you can look more broadly outside of accounting and look at, you know, everyone has a friend who said, hey, I've got this great idea for a new social media app or whatever it is. We've all been there. We've all had those conversations. And the reason why those never pay off is because beneath the surface, there's more, a lot more to it. There's other bigger reasons why these startup ideas and startup strategies never take off. So that's the idea. We're definitely bastardizing it a bit, but yeah.
And I think, Jack, it's worth adding, we fact checked a little bit the tar pit analogy, and I googled and didn't like the results. So I asked ChatGPT what he thinks about tar pits, and apparently, you know, you can have very large animals, mammoths, cybertooth, tigers, and direwolves, as well as small mammals. So it's not, the tar pit is quite true. It's not always the naive little mammal startup. Sometimes some of the big ones can fall for that as well.
And I love especially that when we first kind of discussed this idea, maybe it didn't latch on with you straight away, but as we had these conversations with founders, we realized more and more the potential applications for it in the world of startups. And it's not a fear-mongering thing. I don't, you know, we obviously want to set the scene that this isn't about saying everyone's about to jump into a tar pit. It's very much just that we want to provide a platform to shed light on this kind of stuff and make it more obvious what is a waterhole and what is a tar pit, so that founders who go through this journey don't go in completely blind.
Yeah, and as you said, I was skeptical to begin with this concept. My wife had doubts and thought you're a bit morbid, Jack, as well. But yeah, the more we got into this series, the more I liked it, because it is a very good analogy. You definitely see that. And again, there's a lot of like cheerleaders and inspiration for startup founders out there, not just in accounting tech, just in general. But I personally feel there's sometimes a bit of a lack of more like honest, in-depth insight of you know, some of the negatives as well. So it's not to be negative or discourage anyone, quite the opposite. It's to encourage people, you know, how they can actually accelerate the journey and make it more enjoyable. I think that's also an important remark. So Jack, why should people listen to us? Well, not really us, mostly the founders that we've interviewed.
Well, we've had some really good, deep, honest conversations. I think, you know, if you are anybody who is looking to potentially build something, maybe you're an accountant and you've got an idea, or maybe you've started exploring it, building something, you've got a beta product, maybe you're out there in the market with a mature product, you just want to learn more. I think there's some awesome founders as part of this series, people who have built and exited startups successfully, some who have built startups and it didn't go to plan and they struggled to get product market fit and eventually had to walk away. Others who are mid-journey scaling their product, others who are right in the early stages still dealing with pain points and challenges around validating their idea and trying to raise their first round of investment. So there's interesting conversation, there's great insight, there's some super like valuable takeaways that, you know, despite all the hours and all the time we've spent with founders, I think we've both learned a lot through these conversations. So, you know, if you're anywhere along the journey, if you're anyone who's interested in it, super valuable. And I think even if you're a startup, not in the accounting tech space, there's probably still going to be a ton of value in the conversations that come after this.
Yeah, no, actually, I guess final comment, I agree. I think there's a lot of transferable knowledge there also outside of the accounting space, just in general for startups and founders starting their journey. But by the way, we design those conversations to no fluff, no bullshit. That's why they'll also be short. If you cut out the fluff, you can stick to about half an hour and get quite a lot of depth and get the founders to be as open as possible and try to challenge them as well. Again, we wanted to really kind of like identify the issues, the problems, the mistakes, the pitfalls. So sometimes we made an effort to ask some really difficult and challenging questions. So yeah, I think we've got an amazing series, really good diverse perspectives. And I think, like you said, for anyone thinking of building a startup in the accounting tech space or just getting started, I think this will be incredibly valuable and can really help them avoid a lot of mistakes and accelerate their journey.
Yeah, and on the no fluff approach, maybe we'll leave it there. And we hope you enjoy listening to the series. Thanks again for taking the time. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you once again for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the episode. If you are a potential founder in your early stages of developing a product or elsewhere in the journey struggling to achieve product market fit, we would love for you to reach out at www.earlyadoptershub.com. This has been another episode of the Accounting Tech Tar Pit, presented by Early Adopters Hub, the accelerator for accounting tech.